well, what is climate change? You know, it really boils down to the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere is what a lot of people around here are pinning that on. So you might be surprised to know that, unless those that really pay attention, our atmosphere is made up of 0.04% of carbon dioxide. A lot of people, you ask me, oh, it's 30, 40%. No, 0.04%. And the change in CO2 over the last 30 years has only been from a 0.03-something, 0.035, 0.036, 0.004%. And so we're doing headstands in this country and all over the world. It's scaring the heck out of people over CO2. Oh, my gosh, climate change. And it's almost a rounding error in the elements of our atmosphere. Okay? Now, methane gas, that's a little more of an issue, things like that. But we're finding ways to utilize it. So we get right down to what's going to affect agriculture and putting food on people's table. It's these regulations. And it's the endless lawsuits over doing basic things that, you know, it's not like this is 1850 or something where we haven't learned from environmental errors or things that we could have, you know, back in the days we used to cut every tree and kill all the buffalo and take giant hydraulic apparatus to gold mine and knock down entire mountains. And they haven't done that stuff in a long time. You know, we're more environmentally conscious than ever. And I'd submit that farmers, ranchers, are some of the leading stewards of the land and of the conservation effort. Same with our foresters, you know. USDA oversees the United States Forest Service, and I'm part of that committee that does that. That's a really frustrating entity there in their lack of speed with which they're managing the land. So we burned 4 million acres last year in California, 4.2 million acres. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.